This is Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Carrie Nolan. If you're back from the holiday and you want to get plugged back into the news of the week ahead, well, you're in luck. Because joining me now, as she does most Monday mornings, is our planning editor, Kate Hines. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Carrie.
So what will the WNYC newsroom be watching this week?
The Democratic primary for Queens District Attorney. Let me catch you up, because this has been one unpredictable election. Before the paper ballots were counted last week, Tiffany Caban had a 1,000-plus vote lead. But then they were counted, and Melinda Katz now leads by 16 votes.
Right. It had been 20 votes, but on Friday, some paper ballots were revalidated in court. So what happens next?
Tomorrow, a judge will hear arguments over other invalidated ballots. Also, because of the narrow margin, a manual recount has to take place. That means every single ballot, and there were about 91,000 of them, will be individually scrutinized. That's likely to take some time, but we'll be following this closely.
That's a good reminder that every vote counts.
It does.
So what else?
Well, we'll be watching what happens when Jeffrey Epstein appears in federal court today.
Mm-hmm.
Also, later this week, we'll be speaking with pot dealers in our area. We were wondering, were they relieved recreational legalization failed? Do they see it as an eventuality they need to prepare for? Reporter Gwen Hogan will bring us that story. A couple other things happening. On Thursday, speed cameras in New York City school zones will be turned on year-round from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. So just a reminder that on most streets in the city, the speed limit is 25 miles per hour. One place you definitely won't be speeding will be Lower Broadway in Manhattan on Wednesday. As you've been hearing, the city will be hosting a ticker tape parade for the U.S. Women's World Cup champions.
WNYC's Kate Hines. Thanks.
Thank you.